I've not heard them, so I can't comment on them. What I'm doing is the same way we did the Joy Division thing. It did strike me with Joy Division that most people had heard the record, which was a combination of Joy Division and Martin Hannett, than had heard Joy Division live. Mm. New Order, the early material, has been pretty much ignored for about 25 years. I think that would be fair to say. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I think you have to be a big fan to have gone back to that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, so the idea of playing Movement and Power Corruption and Lies is to feature the songs as they were written and to celebrate the LP and to celebrate the art of the record. Martin Hannett produced Movement, and he did make a sizable contribution to the production. And you can hear that it sounds perfect continuation from Closer, musically. Martin Hannett hated Movement vocally because he thought we were all shit and made no bones about staying it. Right, so that was the reason why we got rid of him for Power Corruption and Lies, because we got a bit fed up with Martin expressing his disappointment at Ian's death, to be honest. You know, Ian's death hit Martin harder than most people. Mm. He was very, very upset. He really valued Ian as a friend and as an artist. And it really, really knocked him for six. And he couldn't stand us singing. He just didn't like it. And, you know, and he made no bones about saying it, as I said before. But the thing is that once we made the decision to get rid of Martin, New Order took on a whole different guise. And the fact that we play all the songs that New Order have ever done, Mesh, Cries and Whispers, some of them are literally being played for the first time. You know, and it's nice. I mean, I got into celebrating the LP with Unknown Pleasures, Closer and Still, and then to play the LP in its entirety and to celebrate it on Movement is fantastic. But it sounds so much stronger live than it does on record. You know, you're finally able to do the vocals justice.